I'm standing by a beautiful lake. It's a very pale, beautiful blue. And I want you to come and stand by the lake also. And look at the softness of the blue. And try to drink in and feel that peace. It's very smooth. There's barely a ripple. And all you can really see is this expanse of very, very soft, light blue. It's more blue than grey, and it brings a very peaceful feeling. A little bit like the moonlight, when if you were to sit in the moonlight. You try to almost feel that softness and the gentleness of that. It's really important to retain that feeling of peace every day and try not to allow the harshness and the negativity that sometimes appears to be there. Try not to allow it into your mind as you go about your duties every day, because truly it is more unselfish in the end to try to preserve that peace within you and without you, around you I mean, because then you can more easily feel the natural joys that are there to be felt each day and communicate those with others. It's much harder if you allow the difficult harshness that is in the world, if you allow it into your, to disturb your peace, you can no longer feel the natural joys that are there to be felt. And that's why in the end it is more unselfish to preserve that peace, that beautiful feeling of peace that I want you to feel now with that pale blue lake, image of the lake. Because then you can transmit more light to other people. And it's not just that you speak about things which are light or joyful, but you actually transmit that feeling behind the words. Because unless other people feel your peace and your light, it doesn't impact on them. So try to always retain the lighter feelings within you. And then you will more easily feel happiness and joy throughout the day. So continue to look at that pale blue and drink in that peace. Try to absorb the colour into your whole being. So that you then become an expression of that peace and that harmony. There is a lot of sadness and disturbance in the world. It's very important that you don't allow yourself to also become disturbed and sad. And one more tip is to use colour to keep yourself feeling happy and bright. It's a useful reminder